Step 3, on your mark, running the race. Remember, step 1, becoming strong in the Lord. Step 2, realizing that all things are new. Step number 3 is on your mark, running the race. Oftentimes in the Bible, your walk with God is called a race. It's not how you start the race that is important, but how you finish it. It is not a sprint where you run really fast for a period of time and the race is over. It's more like a marathon race where you keep running and running, slow and steady. Running a long race can be easy if you will let us help you. God has given you a church that will be there for you with ministries that will help you. We will pray for you and hold you up when you fall until the day comes when you don't fall, and then you can help others who are just starting their race. I want to encourage you to become a part of our SPT program, Spiritual Personal Trainer. We have 35 days of spiritual personal training. Get involved with that after you read these lessons, and you'll see a marked difference in your life. Get involved with the church. Come to services. Bring your Bible. Come early. Get ready. See what God does. He'll build anticipation on the inside of you for every day. You're on your mark. You're now running a race, and you're running with God on the inside of your heart. Amen. Remember, you said you were going to give God all your heart and all your life. So get involved in finding out what God would have for you. That's your choice to make. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, help my friend make that decision to get involved. Lord, there's changes that are going to be made. There's decisions that are going to have to be made. But one at a time, you can help our friend make that right decision. We pray this by faith in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.